Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus presented another parable to those who gathered. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who sowed good seed in a field. While everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then made off. When the crop began to mature and yield grain, the weeds became evident as well. The farmer's workers came and asked, "Did you not sow good seed in your field? Where are the weeds coming from?" The farmer replied, "I see an enemy's hand in this." They in turn asked, "Do you want us to go out and pull them up?" "No," replied the farmer, "if you pull up the weeds, you might take the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until the harvest. Then at harvest time, I will order the harvesters to first collect the weeds and bundle them up to burn them, and then gather the wheat into my barn." The good news of salvation. Well, if I thought that we might need to get extra points from God, which I don't believe, I'd say that we get them for coming to Mass on this hot afternoon, eh? It's good to see you all here. So, there is something in us, I believe, that wants to fix things. When something is broken, we want to repair it. Or, like me, I want someone else to repair it. When something is wrong, we want to correct it. And if we're honest, sometimes we wish God would hurry up. Hurry up and fix the world. Hurry up and answer our prayers. Hurry up and change that difficult person, especially when that difficult person is me. I think that's why I smile a little when I hear the servants in today's gospel. "Master, shall we pull up the weeds?" It's such a wonderfully human question. Let's solve the problem. Let's clean up that field. Let's make everything neat and orderly. And then Jesus surprises us. The farmer simply says, "No, wait. Let them both grow together." For years, I thought this parable was mostly about the weeds. Now, I think it's something much more beautiful. It's about the gardener. It is a patient, contemplative approach rooted in trust. The Book of Wisdom gives us the key. "Though you are sovereign in strength, O God, you judge with mildness." Imagine that. God's greatest strength isn't power. It isn't force. It isn't domination. God's greatest strength is mercy and giving things a chance. Our world often believes strength means having the last word. God reveals that true strength is having enough love to wait, enough confidence to trust, enough compassion to make room in our lives for God's grace. A few weeks ago, I found myself in what I kind of jokingly called a little garden pilgrimage. It was one of those hot Colorado afternoons, and lately they all are, right? I wandered among the rows of herbs and flowers, vegetables and annuals, looking for something to bring home to plant in the pots in front of my house. There were plenty of plants, but none of them looked particularly healthy, and none of them seemed to whisper to my heart, which was all the more important, take me home. So instead I left and went over to King Soopers. I wanted to buy some lettuce for a salad. While there in the produce aisle, I noticed a big, beautiful head of hydroponic butter lettuce. Now that doesn't sound very exciting, I know, but what caught my attention wasn't the lettuce. It was the roots, bright white, healthy, alive in the container. So home it came with me and into the container of water. For almost a week I waited, waiting and watching for the roots to expand and to begin to grow in the water. And then I waited for the potting soil to arrive. And now, every morning, without fanfare, these lettuce leaves keep growing. One morning, it suddenly occurred to me the lettuce didn't need me to make it grow. Life was already there. What it needed was for me to make room for it in my home. Fresh water, good soil, that's all. I wonder if that's what Jesus is saying today. Grace is already alive. God is already at work. The question isn't whether God can make something grow. The question is, will we make room for what God wants to grow in us? Henri Nouwen once wrote that patience is living with the conviction that the seed has already been planted. I love that. Patience isn't passive. It isn't simply waiting around. It's beginning in trust that something beautiful can and may be already happening, even when we cannot yet see it. And then Paul takes us even deeper in his epistle. He tells us that when we don't know how to pray, the Spirit is already praying within us. Think about that. Before we even whisper a prayer, God is already there. Before we recognize grace, grace has already arrived. Grace always comes first. Our task is not to manufacture it, not to earn it, not to control it. Our task is simply to make room for God's grace to enter into our lives. I wonder if that's why hospitality has always been such a sacred practice. Not simply welcoming strangers, not simply opening our homes. Hospitality is making room for another person, making room for another story in our lives, making room for another possibility. And perhaps the deepest hospitality of all is making room for God. Every gardener knows something important. You cannot force a plant to grow, but you can create the conditions where growth becomes possible. Sometimes that means watering, sometimes pruning, and sometimes simply waiting. And sometimes it means gently clearing away what has been crowding life out. Maybe that's our invitation this week. What needs to be cleared away so grace has room to work in our lives? Resentment? Fear? Always hurrying? The need to always be right? The habit of always expecting the worst? And perhaps that's why we gather around this Eucharistic table. Every week, God prepares a place. Here, love always makes room, sets one more place, because that is simply what love does. The table doesn't celebrate finished disciples. It nourishes growing ones. It reminds us week after week that the gardener is still tending the field, and the Spirit is still praying, and grace is still quietly at work in each of us, in all of us. So this week, let us make room for grace. Make room in your calendar for stillness. Make room in your heart for forgiveness. Make room in your conversations for listening. Make room in your expectations for surprise, for goodness. Make room in your prayers for silence, because sometimes grace comes quietly. So make room for it. Like a seed beneath the soil, like morning light across a field, the gardener is already in the field. The Spirit is already praying in us, for us, and grace is already coming. Our invitation is simply to make room for grace. Amen.